بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We're discussing from this beautiful kitab titled The Beautiful Names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And these names of Allah are called Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names. The names of Allah have husn in them, beauty in them. By listening to the names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the beautiful names, we should make the niyat also, Ya Allah, make me a beautiful person also. That Ya Allah, the beauty of your names must come into the deep recesses of my heart. That I become a beautiful human being. That my akhlaq, my ibadat, my social interaction, my business dealings, all that will become beautiful. That's what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. That we become beautiful human beings, beautiful insan. Beautiful insan is that insan who has iman. Has iman, with iman, he has ihsan. He's kind to the people around him. He gives preference to others. No one is harmed or hurt, whether by his tongue or his hands, his emotions, his the way he carries himself out. So this beauty must come into our hearts also, into our akhlaq also. But this jamal has to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah jameel, yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful. Allah loves beauty. In Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This word, muhsin, and وَأَحْسِنُوا, all come from this, حَسَن, حُسْنَ, beauty. So Allah Ta'ala commands in Quran Sharif also, وَأَحْسِنُوا. أَحْسِنُوا, simple translation, do good deeds. But if you take the meaning from the root of this word, حَسَن means beauty. Doesn't only mean do good deeds, it means do good deeds in a beautiful manner. Beautify your a'mal. Beautify your a'mal. Any action you do. Speaking is an action. Looking is an action. Person now reading salah is an action also. So every action of ours should be full of beauty. And who can be more beautiful than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You want to know how to become beautiful human beings, how to speak beautifully, how to look beautifully, how to comment, how to carry ourselves with beauty, then we have studied the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how beautifully also Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah, Honorable Dada Shaykh, he wrote the kitab also. Piyare Nabi ki piyari sunnate. Say the beautiful sunnats of the beautiful Nabi. He titled the kitab also, Piyare. Piyare means to be loved, to have beauty in you. So we read this kitab every week, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because beauty belongs to Allah. And Allah will come into the heart, and the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come into our heart. Today, unfortunately, we take pride in other accolades, other names. We'll ask somebody, you know who I am? Oh, we want him to know, we'll give him a business card. Even though we got no business with him. But he must see there now what MCB or DH, whatever it is. Now, he must know who I am. He must know who I am. He must know who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Ulama say that every action of ours should be a da'wah to deen. Every action. The way we drive also should be an action of deen. Should be a da'wah to deen. Should be with beauty also, how we drive. That when it comes to driving, right, we have the rules of the road, nothing wrong. We have to abide to it, to the rules of the road. But we see how we drive also, we have the line over there, robot is red, still to be pushing over the line. Oh, the pedestrian wants to walk, he has to go around the car, behind the car, front of the car. Banda, you can't see there's a line there. We're teaching ourselves so much in salah, stand on the line. You go, we can't stand on the line, so we can't park on the line also. Then we park on the pavement. Pavement Allah Ta'ala made it. The system of dunya is to walk on the pavement. But now they say, keep the road safe. Drive on the pavement. No, but you can't drive on the pavement. You can't park your car on the pavement. There's space to park, there's space to do. This is akhlaq, this is character, this is calling towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Here we find, and Hazrat says also, unfortunately we have to say it, that we say now the non-Muslim, right, the disbelievers, they have akhlaq, they have character. How expressive they are. Right, once one of the mashayikh went to UK, so he went to a Muslim school. And he addressed the young children over there. After the address, then he had some sweets for them. So they lined up. So they came, Assalamu alaikum. So one of the teachers or the ustaz was standing next to the sheikh. So So every time, every second, third boy, he has to remind the boy, make salam, make salam. Then the Mawlana was giving him a sweet, say jazakallah. It doesn't come out. You have to remind them, all make salam. Say jazakallah khair. He said then he had to go to another school, which was a non-Muslim school. And he says the way they express themselves, the children, thank you very much. Thank you. Now we also want to become expressive, we to say thank you now. So how for us to learn akhlaq? We have the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful akhlaq. So adorn ourselves with those beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the dunya will see what is the akhlaq of a Muslim. Who the Muslims really are. Actually many, many rivets are saying and non-Muslims are saying, we read about Islam, but we don't see the Muslims. Who is the Muslim? We read about Islam. Islam is like this peaceful religion where you embrace one another and this character and the rest of it. But we don't see it in the Muslims. Their language, their akhlaq, there's no beauty in it. So for us to adopt this, we're reading the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and study the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you should make dua also. That ya Allah beautify me with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the akhlaq of the West. Today now we are getting influenced by them. The way they will say thank you, hi, bye, nice meeting you. It was wonderful time spending with you. So all is now, we learn all these lines, everything that is good akhlaq. They have good akhlaq. Hazrat says also, they adopt good akhlaq, but the good akhlaq is for dunya. So they invest in it. Our akhlaq is for akhirat. For dunya also to make our dunya, to make our akhirat. But how quickly we lose our akhlaq. And you find them also in their homes. But how much surely they discuss things also. How beautifully they carry themselves out. When they speak to the children also. We just don't have it. We enter the house, the wife says, we don't know who this man is. The masjid is different. Parking lot is different. Then with the friends is different. Now he's got all different profiles, it looks like. For every app has got a different profile. When he comes home, they also have a different profile. Don't know what happens to him. Sees one jinn, sees a booth, sees the wife, magaj goes, can't talk properly, can't talk straight. And his complaining comes all the time. Comes in the house, don't know who he is. Can't speak nicely. I see the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he was in the house, how he was with Sahaba radiallahu anhu, how beautiful. Allah says that really if you love Allah, then follow my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's only beauty upon beauty. So this beautiful akhlaq, beautiful character. Unfortunately, Hakim Akhtar Sahib will tell us, rahmatul Ali, all these beautiful smiles, we give it to the secretary. We're giving now to the female rep. We give it to the customers, how sweetly we speak to them. It's all the smiles, all the highs and all the buys, everything. We're giving it in the shop, in the business, on the phone, and everywhere else. And we come home, all the smiles are over. Hazrat, you see, Hazrat says also, when you go home, like one bobo face you are. Can't smile, can't talk nicely. Intolerant, the wife has to say one thing, take her to task. Take her to task. Now what a guna she did now. She has to be, and they say also we've got to walk on, what, eggshells. On eggshells. Whether you can walk on it, I don't know. But they say you will walk on eggshells. Don't know what he's going to say next. What's going to come out from his mouth next? Where's humility, humbleness? Allah loves humility, humbleness. وَأَحْسِنُ وَلِبَنْ دِيَوْلَا صَحَبْ مِنْ تَرَجُمَةً. They do every action for the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah, and beautify it. Do every action with beauty. Whether salah also, do it with beauty. What's the beautiful way? The sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How I'm standing. Where my eyes are locked, where how wide my feet are apart, 4 fingers apart, how I make my ruku with beauty, to be gracious. When I come back from ruku in qoma, I stand up properly there, read my du'as, Rabbana walaka alhamd, hamdan kathir, to enjoy my salah. Beautify the salah, not just up and down. My Quran tilawat also, beautify it, learn to read Quran properly, check my tajweed, go to an alim, to an ustaz, qari sahab, hafiz sahab, check my tajweed please. At least my yasin I'm reading properly. At least my last 10 surahs I'm reading properly. Beautify it. Now how many years are gone? 40 years, 45 years. Person by 40, 45 is not thinking about qabr yet. They say, abhi masti nahi chali. Nahi chali gai. He says, masti hasn't stopped yet now. He's still also dress up. He's still going shopping. He said, now you should wear your kafan now. Put the kurta on and prepare for maut. Hit 40, 45. Now the beard should be full length now. If you don't think of maut by that age, doesn't mean now before 40, you mustn't think about it. Go to the Qabristan, they say more than half of those in the Qabristan are below 40. Many Qabristans. But at least at 40 now, if I can't grow a sunnat behead, then as Hakim Sahib will say, don't challenge Allah. I've given you till 40, now 80, 45. You're not even thinking of qabr is yet. At least now grow the beard. At least now put on the kurta. But soon you're going to come to me. Your innings are over now. You made all your whatever you had to do in dunya. The strength now is declining. And now he has to go for checkup every year. Check the pressure, check the sugar, check the eyes. Can't see properly. Now he's wearing tested glass or reading glasses. I go read one in the car, he's got over there, one in the house, one with the Quran Sharif, everywhere reading glasses. He can see for himself now, everything is getting weak. Everything is getting weak. But Hadith Sharif says two things get younger. Everything gets weak, but two things get younger. If a person's islah is not made, doesn't reform himself, doesn't have the fikr of reformation also, then two things get very strong in him. Number one, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, as man gets older and weaker, then the love for longer life increases in him. I don't want to go here. One more project still. I still got to set up that daughter. I still got to set up this. Right? And then, all in the excuse, what do you say? No, I'm doing it for the frog. No, who's going to go first? Who's going to go first? And she's got yaqeen, you going first. So, better you set me up properly before you go. Put everything on my name. You don't know who's going first. But the love for longer life, and he'll make an excuse, like how the woman also make excuse. Right, unfortunately we hear it. The woman make the excuse, so now I dress like this, or I got hair like this, or I do all his makeup, because he likes it. What he knows, he hardly sees anything when he comes home. He needs his reading glasses first of all. He can't see you properly. He can't hear you properly. It's her masti, right? Because she wants to go out. She's seeing all the fashion shows. She wants to have different color hair. And she wants to have a different color, whatever it may be, all these things now. But you know, he likes it like that. And Hazrat says, if he likes it like that, there must be no way he's looking at it. If he's telling you now to go and, what about tint and all these things on the hair and a different type of all his accessories and makeup, etc. Where he got the idea from? Bichara, where is he the whole day? Where he's looking at? So he's seeing it around everywhere. Or Hazrat says to all his folks, and all his walking the streets that can't put in their clothes also. Now he's looking at them. He said, the wife must be like this. He says, now where are they thinking about qabr and akhirat? Where are they thinking about the jannat? Right now they're only kindling the fire of jahannam for themselves. So she's blaming him, he's blaming her. So for him, by this age already now, he's not thinking about the qabr. Two things get stronger in a person. One is a love for longer life. Yeah, I got things to do still. Still busy right now. 50, 55. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam 63. And I've still now got some projects to do. I still got some investments. As I said, hey, you got time for investments now. Go sit in the masjid. Go make istighfar. Go make tawbah. As we're mentioning every week, live our life from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. Come Thursday already afternoon, Ya Allah, make ma for the last week. Make ma for this past week, Ya Allah. How I just messed up my past week. Ya Allah, hardly did anything. Did the wrong things also. Slipped up, Ya Allah. 1-2 days I missed my Takbir Ula, Quran Tilawat. Couldn't make it to the masjid. And I'm still thinking now, dunya ahead. Here right now, I'm in arrears. I'm in debt right now. And I'm still planning more debts ahead by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Make tawbah for the last week. Ya Allah, from last week Jumu'ah till this week, Ya Allah. See how I behaved. How I misbehaved. Ya Allah, give tawfiq now. Azan will go from Maghrib. Jumu'ah will start again. It's our day now. Our big day. The best day upon which the sun shines. Ya Allah, let me make such investments on the day of Jumu'ah that these investments will last me till the next Jumu'ah. All the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salam, invest it from already Thursday night. Right? Brothers are waiting for masjids to start. We got time because Surah Hamim Dukhan we read, 25th para. Suratul Kahf we have to read also. We can break it up. Few pages now, few pages in the morning. Few pages before Jumu'ah, after Jumu'ah, by Maghrib I finished it. Alhamdulillah. Finish it. We finish it. So we got Surah Hamim Dukhan, Suratul Kahf. Then our surah for the night also, Surah Waqi'ah, Tabarak, Alif Lam Mim, Sajda, Yasin Sharif. All is beautiful. Enjoy ourselves. How much are you going to see cell phone tonight? At least on Thursday night, we keep it away. And then we're seeing cell phone, we're reading Quran Sharif. By hold the Quran, kiss the Quran. Leave the cell phone Quran. We go home, we got Quran Sharif there, hold it, kiss it, put it on the head. Ya Allah, put this in my brain. Ya Allah, put this in my أو أستاذ دام بركاته من إسماعيل لسا يساب الله تعالى granting him عافية and good health. His fikr used to be so much with the Hibs boys. Just one statement I'll share with you, you can understand as a Hibs Ustaz, what burn he had in his heart for every Hafiz boy. He used to come Friday, he used to get chutti. Saturday night, he said, go paint the town red. Monday, you come back to class, you're going to collect. They tell the boys in advance. How you say, jazakallah in advance. So he used to say on the Friday afternoon, we're closing up with pain in the heart. He said, if only Allah Ta'ala gave me the power, if only I could, I would cut a small hole in your people's heart, put a small Quran in there, put a small lock and close it up. The Quran won't come out. They stay with you. If only that could be done like that. But that's the pain. So Thursday night, we've got this time, take out our Quran Sharif, we don't have time. And nowadays, unfortunately, we see ourselves, the brothers also holding the green kitab in one hand and cell phone in the other hand. Green kitab is holding the cell phone also, but he's reading. But he's checking cell phone also. How can you do a thing like that? He's really talking to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As you mentioned last week, also, even the wife won't tolerate that. He's speaking to me, he's speaking on the phone. Thursday night, we invest for the entire week coming ahead. Then see the dividends. Then see the returns from Allah Tabarak. Then there's hope, inshallah, Allah Pak will give me more than Friday also. That was my day. The wife will know, so he waited for Jummah. Children will know, so when he came to Abba Thursday night, Friday, was a different color in the house. And he used to wait for Jummah. Then we make dua, Allah give us Jummah, give us Madina Munawwara, give us Roza Mubarak also, give us more to what we undeserve. We now Pak, Allah, where we can be, get more than Pak, Madina Munawwara, Madina Pak. By Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, we don't have that beauty in us. Allah, your karam, your fazal. How much we can beautify, Ya Allah, we will do. So at least invest, we have these nights over here, at least 100 durood before we sleep. At least 100 durood before we see durood sharif before we sleep. Then tomorrow morning we start again. We got the whole Jumu'ah morning. So all these a'mal we invest, the sunnahs of the riyah of Jumu'ah, the five a'mal of Jumu'ah, fazal got a whole muzakara, the five a'mal of Jumu'ah. They take a ghusl, that was sunnah ghusl according to sunnah. Learn what is a sunnah ghusl, how to take a bath correctly. Right? And then after that, take a sunnah ghusl, after to wear your best clothing, then to apply itar, the best itar that you can, you have. Use the miswak also. We can take a walk to the masjid. All these are amal sunnah of the day of Jumu'ah. Go to the masjid and sit as close as possible to the imam, to the khatib. Without jumping over people's shoulders. Don't go and, they say, make a place for yourself. There is place in Gopuran, but there's no place, don't go and disturb anybody. Sit as close as possible to the Khatib. Listen attentively. Perform your Salatul Jumu'ah. Person who do this A'mal. As you mentioned, he'll take a ghusl, and he'll apply his itar. He'll use the miswak, wear the best clothing. He'll try to take a walk, and sit as close as possible to the Khatib. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the barakah of these five a'mal on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you for every step that you take towards Salatul Jumu'ah, the reward of 1 year's nafil ibadat. Every step. 1 year's nafil ibadat and 1 year's reward of 1 year's nafil roza. Every step Allah is giving. What investments? What dividends Allah is giving? One year, nafil, for every step. Hazrat says, inshallah, in our zamana we are hoping. Every turn of the wheel, Allah is going to give. You're driving 5 kilometers, 2 kilometers, Allah is going to give one year roza, one year nafi, which you didn't do. Allah says, you beautified your Jumu'ah with the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One big investment. Akhirat, when you go on the day of Qiyamah, we're looking for the rewards. So we have these beautiful moments. وَأَحْسِنُوا beautify your amal. Do it in a beautiful manner. Every amal we do, beautify it with the sunnah. إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah يُحِبُّ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ Allah is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يُحِبُّ I love. I say, I love those that do the amal of beauty. I love them. There are a few places in Quran, Allah ta'ala declares His love. إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ Allah loves those that make tawbah over and over again. Allah loves them. And when you make tawbah, you make guna. Now you think I make guna, Allah hates you. Allah says, I love you, make tawbah. Allah declared Himself, the more tawbah you make, the more I will love you. إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ Allah loves those that purify themselves. This is physical purification. The people of Quba, The Nabi Ali Salatu Salam went to Quba, and he was there. Allah Ta'ala revealed that there are men in Quba. There are men in Quba yuhibbuna ay tatahharu, that they love to purify themselves. The Nabi of Allah asked the people of Quba, what do you do? What's your habit? They say, when we go to relieve ourselves, we istinja, number one, number two. Then, that time the norm was, is use clods. Just use clods of sand or clay to clean themselves after they used to urinate. So the people of Quba, they used to use water with that. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala praised them in Quran Sharif. That Allah loves those that purify, amongst them are people that purify themselves. Allah loved them because of that. But those who purify themselves, those who make tawbah, those who purify the a'mal, Allah says, I love them. Hazrat says, so easy to get the love of Allah. We think, you know, do big of tahajjud namaz, nagru do this thing, so much of sadqah, no way. Simple a'mal, do it beautifully. Make tawbah, purify yourself. Take care of your heart, your mind, your thoughts. And then this beauty will come. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, different riwayats mentioned, the best of people are those that cause benefit to other people. With the beauty of my akhlaq, the beauty of my a'mal, people will get benefit. People in the home will get benefit. People around you will get benefit. Allah Ta'ala will make me the best of people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah, that you bring all these beautiful a'mal of Jumu'ah into our Jumu'ah day, starting from tonight already. So take the Quran Sharif, whatever we have to read, we have to break it up a little bit also, whatever we can do, as much as possible. And as it says, ideally for a Muslim, Yawmul Jumu'ah should be a day off for you. One day off. This is your day. Your day of Jumu'ah, special day. Close the shop, open half day, open after Jumu'ah. And there be no loss, with the Qasam of Allah, there be no loss. If you do it for Allah, there's no loss. You cut your Qurbani, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, there's no shortage of animals in the world. And animals you don't slaughter, becoming extinct. Whatever we do in the name of Allah, Allah has promised, whatever you do in my name, I will replace it for you. I will give it back to you. So we're going to close shop, close it a little bit earlier. Now you go home, you say, we have to close tomorrow, nobody will accept it. But slowly, slowly. From 12 o'clock, begin to half past 11. Half past 11, begin to 11 o'clock. From 11 to half past 10, people will get to know, hey, Solomon is closed today. Afternoon will get him. Come early to the masjid, have your ghusl, put your ether, come nicely. Now we know when we come for Jumu'ah khutbah, we know what's our condition. We hardly can stay a week. We just waiting, Maulana, when this bayan is going to finish. And they tell Maulana, Mulisa, 1 o'clock, yeah? You have to go to shop. 1 o'clock. Jumu'ah also. Now imagine the Christian, he say, Sunday, chutti, I'm going to church. No rush. Taking his time, how early they go, how many hours they spend over there also. But here now we are rushing Salatul Jumu'ah to get back to the shop. Coming just at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock we're going to be out. And the alim is under pressure now, going to finish that bayan by 1 o'clock. Because he has to open his dukan. So these are the highlight of Salatul Jumu'ah. Then to come early for Asr namaz. Then to sit after Asr. Duas are accepted. Now make your Durud Sharif. Bilkul Aram. Everything is closed up. I'm sitting with my Allah. That's my day. Jumu'ah is my day. If we invest our day of Jumu'ah like that, Allah will make every day like that. Make our Jumu'ah like that, Allah will make our every day like that. We just got to program our minds. We just got to program our minds, program our hearts, and make the intention. You make the niyat, Allah will make it happen. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshallah. And that will, yes, even the masturat at home. Doesn't mean now that they take extra work out on the day of Jumu'ah. They also must make themselves fariq. After Asr Salah, they're sitting. Have namaz room, they got the musalla. Alright, our daughters are there, sisters are there, grandchildren are there. Sit down with them, take out the danas, take out the tasbihat. We read our Durud Sharif also. Is that only that the men must do it? The masturat also. When they come later Thursday night, they must read their surah, they must make their du'as also. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq to make amal inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started last week. We're continuing the discussion on ilaj al-ghadab, the treatment for anger. And as Hazrat mentioned also, the anger that a person has is an illegitimate child of pride. It's all about pride. To be humble, they say, in a masjid is very easy. But to be humble at home, very difficult. That's why somebody mentioned a few days ago, I heard, that somebody mentioned to the mustarat, to the ladies, if you want your husband to love you, you must do two things only. Pamper him and don't tell him what to do or not to do. You must pamper him and don't tell him what to do and what he mustn't do. But as soon as they come home, do this, why you did that? Do this, why you did that? No time for anything. So just pamper him. Make him the boss. Pamper him and don't tell him what to do and what he mustn't do. He says, then you see how he'll treat you after that. But we know now, some things Allah Ta'ala gives to Tawfiq, we can't see possible. Inshallah, it'll happen. But we mustn't get angry. We mustn't get angry. No matter what happens, we mustn't get. We're the men of the house. We must get humble at home also. Humility not only in the masjid, but only now when you go out in the path of Allah, but to be the practice, the ground is at home. We can be humble at home. Whatever the family says, whatever the children says, no mood swings, not being funny. And also the men, unfortunately, become sarcastic. They become funny. Alright? But we know it's not funny. But he wants to be funny at home. To be sarcastic at home. It doesn't work with the women folk. You know the pressure they're going through. What emotions they have, etc. So we've got to have humility at home. Be humble. And simple thing, Hadith says, this is our training ground for us to listen to Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Alright? That now she's telling us what to do, what not to do. Bismillah, no problem. I'm ready for khidmat. Lay the sarkhan, clean up, no problem. I'm thinking, now what you got the media for? I'm even paying her to clean up. What's wrong if I clean up? What's wrong if, it's also sunnat. All these things are sunnat also. But now do you say, now I paid, we paid the maid to sleep in. She must come clean up. Why must I pick up anything? Look at the pride now. Why must I pick up anything? But you ate the ni'mat of Allah. Now clean up after that. Why clean up also? So at least you get the opportunity to read the sunnat dua. For cleaning up. That's when you will read the dua. As you mentioned, that person came to Shaykh Yunus Jampuri Rahmatullah. Hazrat, I feel Allah Ta'ala is upset with me. Why? He said, I don't have any zeal for amal anymore. What should I do? So Hazrat says, when ayat comes to mind, that the person who pleases Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, obeys Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, obeys Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has indeed obeyed Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And who pleases Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, definitely will please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that's what I must do. He said, look for some sunnats, which you don't have to do right now, but go and do it because it's sunnat. Go and do it because it's sunnah. By doing that, you're pleasing Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. If he becomes happy with you, Allah becomes pleased with you. So that's what I must do. He says, you don't have a habit of drinking water, go drink one glass of water now. Simple thing. Go and drink one glass of water with the intention to read the sunnah dua. Just do that only. He came back after some time. Hazrat, I'm flying now. Amal opened up. And I can feel Allah is happy with me. He said, how come? He said, how come? He said, I did that what you told me. I didn't have a habit of drinking water. So I started drinking water with the niyat of making amal upon the sunnah. Three sips, covering the head, sitting down, reading the dua thereafter. He said, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came in my dream and told me, I'm happy with you. So something not in my life, sunnah, due to that intention. Before sleeping, applying oil. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to apply oil. How to apply oil also. Right? On the right eyebrow, then the left eyebrow. Then on the eyelids, then the left eyelid. Then on the right hand side of the head, then the left hand side, the beard. All mentioned in kitab, the sunnah tariqah, applying oil. A little bit. For the night. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to put at night before sleeping. Put in surma also. Surma is not for the morning, for the day. Surma is for men at night before we sleep. Apply the surma as a sunnah. Using the miswak also. Using the miswak also sunnah before sleeping upon awakening. Say, Allah, I'm going to buy the surma with the intention because it's sunnah. I can make amal up. I don't do it, I'm going to do it. And on that we will find Allah Ta'ala will open up the avenues. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So how are we to bring the akhlaq in our home? This humility, humbleness, khidmat at home also. Why should I clean up? Clean up. So I can also get the tawfiq of reading dua. Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, ghayra makfiyin, wala muwadda'in, wala mustaghnan anhu rabbana. Now we heard, we say, wala, so long dua, we already fell down. Get a copy of it, put it there in the area where we're eating. As I'm cleaning up now, read the dua. Read it loudly. Read the dua loudly. The children will learn the dua. You're leaving a legacy behind. That legacy now called the domestic tele cleanup. But I'm reading dua, cleaning up. What they remember? Dabba is to clean up also. to pick up the one crumbs, which is sunnah also, is to eat it. So all these sunnahs we can bring within our homes also. Then Hazrat says that if a person has anger in the home, then he should suppress his anger. Once Hazrat Tami rahmatullah alayhi wrote to my spiritual guide, Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi. Zakim Sahib rahimahullah was bare to Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi. And Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahimahullah was bare to Hazrat Tami rahmatullah alayhi. So Hazrat says that once Hazrat Tami rahmatullah alayhi wrote to my spiritual guide, to my Shaykh Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, that he should recite Durud-e-Tun Jina 70 times. Right? Durud-e-Tun Jina 70 times. To which Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi replied that it will be difficult for him as he teaches 16 lessons. He teaches 16 lessons in a day. Now to take a time to read Durud-e-Tun Jina will take a bit of 70 times, take over an hour, more or less. And therefore he gets very tired. So he shows you from this also that Hazrat says also that when the murid comes to Mashwara, he should come with an open heart. Yes, if it's now beyond him, then there's no problem. He can put it forward. Hazrat, this is a bit too much. You make it a bit less for me. I will manage so much. Very good. He doesn't say, Hazrat said, I must do it. Do it for 3-4 days. No, I can't do it. Stop it. How much I can manage? When you were students also, Hazrat gave us for students now, he says, zikr for you, start 10 times only. La ilaha illallah, Allah 10 times. Then 20, 30, 40, 50. Slowly build it up. Now if I can't manage the 100, now make mashwara, bring it to 50, bring it to 20, I can manage it. I'm feeling comfortable, I'm enjoying it. Do it for 2 months, do it for 3 months, slowly increase it. So it's not adbi. This is better than saying, gee, I'll do it and do nothing. The better say, I can manage so much, alhamdulillah. Hazrat says also, remember, the Shaykh doesn't get wahi also. He doesn't get wahi also, right? Nor does he get kashf, seeing what's in your heart, taking your x-ray. If Allah Ta'ala wants, then it's there. But he doesn't get wahi, he's also insan. And we're all trying to reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, we make mashwara, which we do. So he wrote back, Hazrat, I do 16 lessons in a day, and therefore get very tired. The Tamir rahmatullah Ali wrote back and advised him then to recite it only 7 times. Now to the barakat of Mashwara, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give him, he told him 70. Now he brought it to 7. Salah originally was 50, came to 5, but you get the reward of 50. Every amal times 10. As for everyone, Durood Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, فَلَهُ عَشُّ مْثَالِهَا, that 10 in return. Every Durood is 10 in return. Read 70 times, you get the reward of 70. Allah will give it to you. So in this manner, he will get the reward of 70. Some elders have also prescribed the recital of وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, for anger. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, comes in فَطْبَرَ. Read 7 times, and blowing into the water. Drink this water for cooling one's anger. So read this وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ 7 times, blow in the water, then drink the water. Zakim Sahib mentioned also, rahmatullah, once some couple came and the wife was telling Hazrat, my husband's anger, he can't control it. So give something to read, something to drink. Hazrat brought, he made some dum in the water and he gave it to the wife. So every time he gets angry, you must drink this water but keep it in your mouth. So she said, okay, magic water. After a short time, came back Hazrat, he's not getting angry anymore. Subhan, ajib water this is, barakat water. Hazrat, what you read in this? I didn't read anything really. Is it that now when he comes and you got water in your mouth because you can't talk back? So what he's going to say? There's no fight now. So you can see now what the problem is. Then now you're going to talk, he's going to answer. So read 7 times and blow in the water. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, that read 7 times and blow in the water. Drink this water for cooling one's anger. The reading of Durood Sharif is also very beneficial when one is overtaken by anger. One should forgive the mistakes of others by thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy towards His creation. Would we not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon us and forgive us on the day of Qiyamah? Therefore, we should also overlook and forgive the mistakes of Allah's servants today. Remember, this works both ways. Usually the masturah thing, yeah, I hope it's listening properly. But it's for them also. They mustn't get angry also. They must also read. They must also cool their anger. They must drink some water. They must go make wuzu also. Right, but we know Allah Ta'ala made them a bit different, but you must also understand, today we find very commonly right now, where this term is going around. Now the special therapy also, every wife has to take her husband for the therapy, what do you call it? Narcissistic or something behavior. Huh? Right. That now he's got this problem, doesn't have that, then he's some ADHD or something like that, or is there something he's bipolar. He can't recognize letters and all properly. Huh? This less sick, right? Whatever they say, dilly little bit, or dizzy. Tell him, send him the whole list, he can't read it properly. So he needs therapy now. He needs therapy now. Tell him, read the Quran properly. Get his zikr right. Have a tartib in his life. Every child is intelligent. Allah has given every child intelligence. The child, even not so to say intelligent child, will perform his tartib in the house. You can have the most intelligent child, but there's no tartib in the house, what's going to happen? He's going to sleep. And have the child not so to say, but there's tartib. Every day there's homework, there's madrasa work, he'll perform. Allah will open his heart. Parents are sitting with him, he's making dua, father's making dua for him. Father definitely making dua when he sees the wife behind the child, ya Allah. Get him out of her clutches. Let him know his work, please, ya Allah. The father is on high dua. The mother is on a different level also. So this dua taking place, sabr and shukr taking place also, he must know his sabak quickly. So then the father got to step in also, that now I'll teach him. Then she'll tell you, she'll tutor you now, how much teach him also. So you see the barakat in the house after that. But you all got to keep very cool. So many women now, they're reading all these blogs and whatever it is, that's blogging their mind to. And they say, hey, my husband got these qualities. He needs help. Right? He's got this behavior, he talks like this, he acts like that, he says things, so all these are alarm bell signs. How, what they want from the husband, Allah jani. How they want him to walk so straight. Oh, he's got this problem. Something. Which husband is going to be so straight? But they all got this thing now. They're reading all these things now. And they got therapy for all these things. And now put him on meds now. Put him on medication so he behaves a little bit. But he's got anger problem. He can't talk properly. He can't communicate. Doesn't have communications skills, etc. Now, if you just hear what I'm telling you, he. And the opposite is me. What it means, he's got a problem, I don't have that problem. I can see these all the signs in him, but I don't have the problem. You can see now the level of pride has increased. Who's going to tell the woman folk, men, have humility also. Don't have so much of pride. All right, we know your cooking is good, and your baking is good, and you can run a household properly, and you can pack the dishwasher, and you're running from A to Z, alhamdulillah, you're running everything smoothly, and you're running him mad also. So, you must think also, you also got anger problem. Right? You can't control sometimes your mouth also. Now you say, he got anger problem, then mashallah, you must be very cool also then. But we can see, they also will take jaiza, take hisab of their akhlaq also. Right? Whether they have the same qualities in them. But as we say, these qualities are spiritual diseases. Now they got therapy. So a person is going to try and overcome it in a very rational way, in a logical way. He's going to come try and overcome it. But this is the bimari of the heart. The spiritual bimari. Yes, he needs to speak to the sheikh or somebody spiritually, logically, how to combat it. Go home, get out of the way, do this, do that, read your durood sharif, make your istighfar, right? Take your cover before that. As Hakim Sahib will say, before you go home, now you know it's homework time, things are hot at home right now. So you go nicely before you sit in the car, read your wazifas already before you reach home. Ya Subbuhu, Ya Quddusu, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Wadud. The Hakim Sahib would prescribe this now, especially for a person that goes home and things are a bit hot right now. And he knows the baby now is a bit hot, so he says, start reading this now. Ya Subbuhu, Ya Quddusu, Ya Ghafuru. Carry on reading and Durood Sharif before and after. I say, now when you come home, this is a difficult partner. After you read it, now you got to go and blow on her. Listen, how are you going to go and blow? Before you can, you just enter one foot and say, salam. I already told you what you must do. Already, what you must do. He says, you have to go there, close nicely. He says, now, agar tum Gujarati ho, you are a Sikh Gujarati, then go nearby and say, kem cho. That cho, he says, make your dumb also. make your them also. So in this way, he said, inshallah, everything will cool down. So you got to keep cool also. You see, and this, he will say also that both of them should never be angry at the same time. Husband is angry, then she should cool down. Don't ask him, what are you angry for? What's the problem? Making him more angry. She should cool him down. If she is angry, don't ask her, what's the problem now? Again, you're angry. Now, you must cool her down. Not that you make things more difficult at all, make each one more angry. Other one is angry, cool down. Now you try making things better right now. Bring her a glass of water, or she bring for you a glass of water. And then you see she bring a glass of water. Oh, I'm not feeling thirsty. No, you're looking a bit angry right now. And then see how you cool down. How she break your anger. This one glass of water will do the trick. And you see how things will just cool down in the house. So even the mastura, the ladies at home, they have to take their jaiza. They have to also see their akhlaq. They have to also take note. Right? My level. And they might not realize it. But it's in the environment right now, this whole woman's lib. It's about us only. Right? Yeah, commonly, so many articles you read, oh, you hear, hey, men are like this, and men are like that, and men are like this, and men are like that. And then you hear the terrible things. They're like dogs, they're like this and like that. Yeah, but he must look after me. But now, you got him on a leash as it is, then you're kicking him also, and but he must look after me. But he's still a dog. What kind of a life that is now? So both ways it works. So they've got to check themselves also. Their akhlaq, I got a temper problem, I got an anger problem, I can lose it very quickly. And don't blame anybody. Don't blame anyone. Look at the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You've got to look there. We don't look at that house or that woman or that man. You see, we look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, azwaj mutahharat. We look at their akhlaq, their character, their humility, how humble they were, and how they control their emotions also. So they're going to make that effort also. Nowadays we hear these lines the ladies are saying also, that women are, what they say, women are emotional human beings. Emotional human beings, so they say now we're qualified to emotionally erupt also. So they got a few, what do you call it, hashtags or lines, whatever it is. So now, they got the man already in the corner. See, we are like that. We are like this. So you got to stick it. You got to live. No, it's not like that. They're going to make the islah also. They're going to check how they speak also. They will see their akhlaq, their character, how they're performing in the house, the children, etc. But yes, we understand they're under a lot of pressure. And we have a lot of demands from them also. And to what level they're running the house is beyond the call of duty also. Right? The way they run the houses is amazing. Is, I say, beyond the call of duty. The level of cleanliness and taharat. And yes, one is cleaning the house. One very important point also. Please, Thursday night, Jumu'ah, Laylatul Jumu'ah. One is we're taking care of the house. We got the domestics to take care of the kitchen and the bathroom and the toilets. Then what the wife must do? Her duty is the children. She must look after the children. So that's her duty to whatever extent she can. Especially we find in the old days. Come Thursday night, what the old ladies should do? Get all the children around them, check their nails, check their ears, check everything is clean, no nuts and lice. Now there's no, now what they're doing only, they're seeing now, if this is the problem, what's the solution, let's post another group now. So whether we're checking it, the children got the thing or not, we're not checking. Only sharing now what can be done or what should be done, but we're not doing it. But they should be checking. Should be checking. Sometimes we see youngsters come to the masjid, long nails. Last time when he clipped it, don't know. Whether you check it up also? Right? Now they're playing in the sand, and then you can see the boy coming for namaz. You can see his feet, see the toenails, see his nails. Sometimes, just subhanAllah, a few days ago we read one post. Malay Yusuf Mutala Saab Rahmatullah Ali. Right? The Khalifa of the Shaykh Zakaria Saab Rahmatullah Ali. So every time he used to go for Umrah, every time he used to book his ticket to go to Medina Munawwara, then he used to always go to the dentist. The dentist asked him that every few months you come to clean your teeth. Why? I'm going to Medina Sharif. But he said, Durood, Roza Mubarak. I want to go with a clean mouth. SubhanAllah. I want to go with a clean mouth. Medina Tayyiba. We stand right in front of him and read Durood Sharif. Make salam to him. So see what level they were now. So that taharat now of theirs became even an ibadat also. So the mother should be doing this on Thursday night, Friday, checking the children, checking their school bags, everything is cleaned out, all the work is done. So they're under a lot of pressure also. Right, and we also going to make it easy for them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين وكريم رحيم الله يا الله grant us complete إصلاح الله إصلاح أو أخلاق أو إيمان أو أعمال أو عبادات أو social interactions أو يلا أو business dealings أو يلا أو يلا begin to complete 100% دين أو يلا upon 100% commandments يلا 100% يلا the sunnahs of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم أو يلا from head to toe internally externally أو يلا give us every sunnah in our lives يلا bless us our families our children our homes أو يلا make it a مركز of دين مدرسة of دين خانقة of دين يلا make it a مركز of هداية أو يلا make our homes true Muslim Muslim homes, oh my Allah, like the homes of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Oh my Allah, you become pleased, ya Allah. Make Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam happy with us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let the Allah, the goal of the heart be, oh my Allah, only your happiness, ya Allah. That you become pleased, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, oh my Allah, to prepare for mort before mort, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, it's a reality. The qabr is a reality. Jannah, Jahannam is a reality. Hisab, Kitab is a reality, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, keep us with afiyat, keep us with taqwa, keep us with salamat, keep us with izzat, ya Allah. Bless us, our families, our children, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, protect the ummah in every corner of the world, oh my Allah. Keep the ummah to the izzat and afiyat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us in the plots of the kuffar and shaitan, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, wherever the Muslims are parishan in difficulty, ya Allah, be the Palestine in Gaza, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you the Rabb of the people of Gaza, oh my Allah, they belong to you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon them, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, make the qurbani a means of hidayat and khir, spreading in the world. Make it a means of our iman, ya Allah, being ignited, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, wherever there's difficulties in the world, ya Allah, remove it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the difficulties of Qabr, O my Allah, of the full Sirat on the day of Qiyamah, of Hisab Kitab, O my Allah, from Adab Qabr, Adab Jahannam. O my Allah, bless the entire Ummah with Afiyat, Sihat, and Salamat. Save us from Haram, O my Allah. Establish Ya Deen in the entire world, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, destroy all the fitnas, O my Allah, zina, usury, interest, be hayai, O my Allah, all the haram, the clubs and all the different avenues of sin, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, let deen prevail, let taharat prevail, paki prevail, oh my Allah. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and accept us with the khidmat of deen, oh my Allah. Accept our health, our wealth, our lives, our time, our resources, oh my Allah. With the khidmat of deen, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us close with the masjid, oh my Allah. Keep us close to you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, to your dhikr, oh my Allah. To Quran tilawat, oh my Allah. Give us love, ya Allah. Give us Quran tilawat, ana alayhi wa ana al-nahar. Ya Allah, the times of the read, ya Allah, the hours of the evening, and throughout the night, ya Allah, give us tawfiq to read Quran Sharif, to read Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, the week that passed, oh my Allah, forgive us all our sins, oh my Allah, forgive us our shortcomings, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, let this Jum'ah and the whole week, ya Allah, ya Allah, be a beautiful week in your obedience, oh my Allah, full of barakat, ya Allah, full of mahabbat, oh my Allah, full of akhlaq, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, every command of yours, every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the nawafil, all the mustahabbat, oh my Allah, give us tawfiq, oh my Allah, to bring into our lives, into our homes, into our businesses, into every step of it that we take, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, because the sabab and means of hidayat, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, accept all the shimas that are taking place, all these tahid jalsas that are taking place, ya Allah, protect our masajid, our makatib, our madaris, all the efforts of deen, ya Allah, protect our businesses, our homes, our properties, our cars, our lives, our families, our children, ya Allah, protect our iman, our taqwa, our a'mal, give us istiqamat, ikhlas, humility and humbleness, oh my Allah, save us from anger, oh my Allah, ya Allah, beautify us with the beautiful akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, give us the beautiful qualities of believers, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu 'anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Amin.